What did they shoot down this time? I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. If the administration knows, they're not saying yet.
Success.
A single word from President Biden on his decision to shoot down an unidentified unmanned object over Alaska. U.S. officials can't say right now whether it was another spy craft or where it came from. But the president's biggest concern was its altitude and unpredictable path.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich, National Security Council spokesman John Kirby adding,
this one at 40,000 feet could have posed a threat to civilian aircraft, and it did not appear to have the maneuverable capability that the other one did.
A search for remnants of whatever it was is underway off the coast of Alaska. Some critics noting that Kirby didn't mention the shootdown until a reporter asked him about it 17 minutes into his briefing. The electronic payload from the spy balloon shot down last week off the East Coast has been located, mostly intact, say searchers. But recovery efforts have been suspended for the weekend because of high seas. The AP reports lawyers for former President Trump have recently turned over more documents bearing classified markings evidently found in his home and a laptop belonging to a Trump staffer. Another potentially classified document was found in the home of the former vice president after a voluntary FBI search on Friday.
A senior aide to former Vice President Mike Pence confirms FBI agents recovered one document with classified markings and six without markings. Pence, who was not home while the FBI was there, is facing increasing pressure as he considers a 2024 presidential run.
Fox's David Spott. Last month, Mr. Pence turned over about a half dozen documents he'd found at his home from his time in office. More than a dozen additional earthquake survivors have been pulled from the rubble alive in Turkey 5 days after the monstrous earthquake that's killed at least 24,000 people. Wall Street mixed Friday, the Dow up 169 points, NASDAQ down 71. America is listening to Fox News.
Precise, personal, powerful. It's America's weather team in the palm of your hands. Get Fox weather updates throughout your busy day, every day. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Customs and Border Protection, with its Friday night document dump of the new migrants encounters at the U.S. southern border.
CBP of border numbers confirming figures first reported by Fox earlier this week. Total January encounters, 156,274, down almost 100,000 from December, but still a few thousand higher than this time last January. Now, for context, the colder months are typically lower migrant encounter numbers, and the administration points to a recent asylum parole program for the reduction. These new numbers bring the four-month total for this fiscal year to almost 875,000.
Fox's Griff Jenkins at the border. More concerning, potentially, a 700% increase in the last 3 months of Chinese nationals trying to cross the border, although Customs and Border Patrol says most of them are family units. A 16-year-old boy has been arrested for a December shooting near a Chicago high school that left two students dead and two other teenagers wounded. The teen is charged as an adult with two counts of first-degree murder and two counts of attempted murder. The Roman Catholic Diocese of San Diego says it may have to declare bankruptcy soon as it faces staggering legal costs in dealing with some 400 lawsuits alleging priests and others sexually abused children. In Pennsylvania, a robot makes a break for it.
You may have spotted those robot assistants at your supermarket. Well, one in Pennsylvania made a great escape. Marty, a robot known to regulars at Giant Food in Hellertown near Allentown, decided to leave the store and head across the parking lot. The tall, thin bot on wheels with googly eyes identifies spills and other hazards, and it's the first known instance of a runaway robot. A spokesperson for Giant says Marty was just getting a little fresh air. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.